The Albany Symphony's American Music Festival is a week-long festival of new and innovative music by some of the biggest names in orchestral music today. Audiences will hear thrilling new works by living American composers as David Alan Miller and the Albany Symphony give life to their music for the first time. This year's festival presents 5 days of concerts, 35 new and recent works by 33 composers, including world premieres commissioned by Albany Symphony and GE Renewable Energy. It is a great pleasure, as it always is, to welcome our buddy, Maestro David Alan Miller, to the program for a preview of the American Music Festival. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Joe. It's so nice to see you and to get my head out of my 28 scores. I actually counted them the other day. I'm learning 28 pieces for next week. So the other, 50 are the responsibility of other people.
What goes into learning that score?
A lot of time, a lot of sitting there. I mark them up to sort of know the map of who does what where and why and when. And then I sit at the piano and I really, work through hearing all the harmonies and the melodies and analyzing the motifs and really trying to get it under my skin before we ever have our first rehearsal. So that's always the challenge for conductors, especially with new pieces. It's, for me, it's very exciting. I actually was thinking the other day, it's kind of like those hidden pictures that we used to have in those magazines when you were kids and went to the dentist's office. And it's like figuring out what's the important thing and what's hidden where. And so I think that's why I love marking up my scores, because it's like looking for the hidden picture.
Now, what's different than normal, I assume, and we've talked about this before, but what's different than normal is that you, of course, would know much of that going into a piece.
Sure, with a standard repertoire piece.
With a standard repertoire piece. Whereas, and even of a commission, you have been working and listening somewhat along the way, right?
Not really. No? Not really. Those are usually just brand new out of the box, and so it's almost like I'm receiving the notated information in the score from the composer, and then I have to sort of figure out what it sounds like.
This is a long way of me asking, is there some point where you look at it and go, Oh, I wonder if this will work.
Yeah. I usually don't even try to ask that question.
Okay.
And I must say, because I commission mainly composers whose music I know generally and whom I like very much musically. And so I think we have a really high record of a number of pieces that are really very successful. I mean, certainly sometimes the pieces are less successful, but like these pieces on this festival are just gorgeous. And of course, many of them are not that long. So with The Dogs of Desire, if you don't like one piece, it's 6 minutes, and then you've got another 7 pieces to try. And I must say that those pieces on the Friday night Dogs concert and the Saturday night Swiffer concert, in fact, all the concerts are just incredibly beautiful.
So for those of us who are not aware, tell folks about Dogs of Desire and how that differs from the orchestra and the mission.
Well, why don't I start a little bit just with the idea of the festival? I mean, this is, since we do so much American music, we thought it would be great to sort of end our season every year with a culminating event that lasts over, as you said, 4 or 5 days, just chock full of events, but around a particular theme. So the theme this year is Songs of the Rolling Earth, a line from Whitman. It's really about humanity's place in the environment. And the jumping off point for that is one of the big pieces on the Saturday night subscription concert with the full orchestra. This is all, almost, not everything, but almost everything's taking place at MPAC, at RPI. There's some events down in Troy at the Music Hall and at St. Paul's Church, etc. But Stephen Stuckey, who sadly passed away earlier this year, wrote a beautiful, very powerful tone poem called Silent Spring, inspired by the 50th anniversary of the publication of Rachel Carson's great book that started the environmental movement in a way. And it's all about, it's really sort of about the issues that she addressed, but in purely musical terms. And so because that piece is so powerful, and we'll be recording it, and we sort of took that as our jumping off point. So we've commissioned and created a lot of events around the festival that reflect that theme. So Saturday night, the big orchestra concert, 2 world premieres by 2 young composers who happen to be women, Jesse Montgomery and Lauren Locono, as well as a beautiful Aaron Kernis song cycle and this great Stephen Stuckey piece. That's the big orchestra concert Saturday night. But Friday night, our new music ensemble, Dogs of Desire, appears in the smaller theater at MPAC. Dogs of Desire is an 18-member electroacoustic ensemble, amplified. We do a lot of things with video. One of the pieces is going to have a video projection element to it, with dance, with various other elements. And vocalists, 2 female vocalists, along with drummer and keyboard and saxophones. And it's kind of like a an orchestra, chamber rock-based orchestra of the future. So that concert is Friday night at 7:30. We've got three world premieres on that, one of which you referenced, Clarissa Saad, this magnificent Brazilian-American composer, has been commissioned by GE Renewables, first time they've ever commissioned a piece, as far as I know, first time GE's ever commissioned a piece of any kind to write a piece about the wind. And they actually had Clarice go up one of their amazing wind turbines on Cape Cod. She had to wear those steel-toed boots and be strapped in and climb up the thousand stairs. And there are these incredible pictures of her at the top.
Sounds great.
And they did it just for her to gain inspiration. So she's written this fantastic piece about the wind called Windland. And then a great piece about the despoliation of Utah wilderness by Connor Brown, and another gorgeous piece based on Rilke poems by Rob Hohnstein. But also there's a version of Amazing Grace that's kind of a hip-hop version of that, and there's an homage to karaoke, and it's a very, Dogs of Desire is a very freewheeling kind of crazy, fabulous, inventive thing. So for people who haven't experienced it before, it's really like an art happening. So those are two really great contrasting events. But the thing we're most excited about this year with Songs of the Rolling Earth is that we've booked all sorts of additional activities and visiting artists as well. So Saturday, for example, starts at 9:30 in the morning with a great duo piano recital by two of the greatest new music pianists in America, Stephen Gosling and Blair McMillan. And then it goes from a 9:30 piano recital to an 11 o'clock percussion group. Teague is playing a concert at 11. We're doing this incredible project with all 13 graduate students in the Yale composition program at 1 o'clock in the afternoon down at St. Paul's Cathedral, and then St. Paul's Episcopal, and then in the evening the full subscription concert. So tons of events. You should just go on the website, albanysymphony.com, and check out all the things going on.
The festival runs June 8th through the 12th, and as I mentioned, it's 5 days. So it's this week-long festival. And when you put it all together, do you say, okay, we want to accomplish this night, we want to accomplish that? I mean, you get to kind of chunk it up a little bit.
We do. We kind of have pillars, and the Dog's Desire and the subscription concert are two of the pillars. Thursday, we do a fantastic evening project, which anybody who's interested in sort of how orchestras put pieces together and how new music comes alive will want to see this. I think it's a free event. It's a composer to center stage reading session. We've selected three young composers just still finishing up graduate school. They've written beautiful pieces. We had a field of about 60 composers we culled these three pieces from. And we're going to essentially read and record them for the composer's use. So each piece gets 40 minutes, and you see the orchestra just go from 0 to 60 in minutes, because we have to really digest these pieces. They're great pieces, and the audience, you know, gets to participate in this. And then afterwards, we all get up on stage and do a sort of post-mortem with the audience as well, musicians, composers, talking about what worked and what didn't and different people's responses. So it's a really fun kind of community thing. So those are kind of the pillars, and then we've built other events around them. They're late night events. Clarice Assad's fantastic Brazilian ensemble's playing a late night concert after the Dogs on Friday night. This great San Francisco-based duo, the Living Earth Ensemble, which it's a percussion and a guitarist, and they do all sorts of video stuff, are doing a program late night on Saturday after the subscription concert. And as I said, you know, Saturday all day, Friday different events going on during the day. There's a nature walk on Sunday. There's a poetry slam on Thursday night after the readings. So it's just a great panoply of events, all of which kind of weave together this theme of Songs of the Rolling Earth.
Do you find that, has this festival, do you know what year?
I should know, shouldn't I? I want to say 14 should. Or 15,
yeah,
or something.
I think you're... Because I remember talking to you about the first one.
I should know that, Joe. Shame on me.
That's right.
But it's been, I mean, we've been at MPAC ever since it opened. I mean, and that's been really exciting.
Well, that's what I was getting to. I mean, that place is perfectly suited to what you're doing, isn't it?
It is fantastic. But I must say that this year, for the first time, although we did maybe an occasional thing, we are bringing it more to the other great venues in Troy. So we are playing the piano duo in the music hall. You know, the music hall gets kind of hot in the summer. So we're doing this 9:30 a.m. concert there before it heats up. Great place to hear a duo piano recital, and we're doing the Saturday afternoon song concert at St. Paul's, and we're also going to be involved in the farmers market on Saturday morning, and so we're building more elements not only at MPAC, but what we love about MPAC is because not only does it have those multiple theaters, but it also has that great Evelyn's Cafe in the lobby. And what we love about it, and the people who have gotten to really know the festival, you can just come hang out Saturday. You can spend the whole day from 9 a.m. to midnight listening to music, eating delicious food, and just just hanging out, meeting composers who were all kind of wandering aimlessly around the lobby looking for friends, because composers always want to have friends. We find it's the most fun thing because, you know, there are usually, you know, 15 or 20 composers anywhere you go around the festival just hanging out, because all the different people on the different programs are coming and listening to their friends' works on other programs.
And having broadcast from there for a number of years, it seems as though it's a very transparent festival. And what I mean by that is that most of the rehearsals are open.
We have an open dogs rehearsal on Saturday, on a Thursday afternoon. We have a lot of different things that are open to the public, and yet it's very fluid and flexible, and people coming and going. And we love that about it. I mean, we want it to feel like, you know, you can just come park yourself with us for this long weekend and hang out.
But to me, that would be, and having done it, and that's why I bring it up, is it's fascinating to see that process of having a composer come in and have you do it, have to do the post-mortem, and then, of course, then actually go, perhaps later on, go to a rehearsal in the afternoon and then see the final performance at night. I mean, that's neat to see that process in action.
It is. And I even said, you know, for example, about this Thursday evening reading program, it's like seeing the musical sausage being made. You know, we all come to concerts and hear the finished product, but seeing how an orchestra really puts together the process is a really interesting thing. And this open dogs rehearsal similarly on Thursday afternoon. So, but also, you know, just the sheer scope of the events and the variety of the events is far more ambitious than anything we've ever done. So if you haven't been to the festival, I hope people will come on out and check it out.
Is there a point when you're planning, do you think, oh, okay, maybe this is too ambitious?
No, quite the contrary. I mean, in fact, we actually were pushed by a couple of outside people to make it more ambitious this year. We have a marketing consultant, Chris Stager, who came last year, and he was like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I can't believe more people don't know about it, and people aren't flooding up from the city and from Boston. You need to do more events. And then the head of our audience development committee on our board, Gemma Allen, who works at GE Renewables, said, yes, we have to make it bigger. And so if anything, you know, we have incredibly big eyes and want to make it grow and grow and grow and create all sorts of new related events around the festival.
So when I say a line, I don't mean to be flip about this.
You couldn't be, Joe. You're so sincere and wonderful.
Well, thank you, sir. World premieres commissioned by Albany Symphony and GE Renewable Energy. So you're not working with the people from GE on commissioning a thing. They're helping with the cash, right?
Well, I must say that what I loved about GE Renewables, and there's a wonderful person there, Becky, who really spearheaded this, who's in marketing, I think really saw the possibility that this is a really cool thing for GE, not just to hand you money, but to actually create something that's meaningful to us, but also tied into their mission. So she actually is the one who really, I don't say insisted, but really suggested that Clarice go up this wind turbine and get the experience, and that the piece, that they certainly weren't prescriptive about the piece must be about this and it must be that, but it was they wanted something that celebrated the wind. And Clarice was totally happy to do that. So that was about as much actual stuff as they gave
us. But some artistic input then.
I would say artistic collaborative input.
Yes. Okay.
They were really, I mean, it was mainly because they're so excited about this idea that they can commission art. It never, I think, really occurred to them. And actually, I should have mentioned this before, Wednesday afternoon, we're playing our Dogs of Desire rehearsal on the GE campus, open to the public, open to all our GE friends. I think it's probably 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're just going to be out there rehearsing the Dog's Desire program that includes this great Clarice Assad wind piece, but includes all the other seven pieces on the program. So it's a really, to me, it's a beautiful idea of a corporation really wanting to help in the creation of art and not just give cash, but actually have it somehow be meaningful to them as well. So it was really fun, and we enjoyed working with them greatly.
Without getting overly serious here, is that kind of the future? Do you think that is going to be what it takes to? We could talk about an orchestra the size of Albany Symphony, but I think we can then extrapolate to larger orchestras as well.
I hope. I mean, I don't think it's going to be that, you know, what was the Michael Jackson thing of the, you know, somebody's marketing insignia on his back and on his glove and on his this and on his that, you know, that it's you've purchased different pieces of the artist. But I do think that, you know, it's actually a very positive thing that one of the world's great companies is actually commissioning art. I mean, and I hope that's going to be the future. I mean, I don't think it's going to be, you know, it has to be art about turbines. But I think that that's a wonderful thing that corporations are thinking civic-minded in that way, not just about here's money, do what you want with it, but really having a view and wanting to partner with the arts. So I view it as a positive. I mean, if they start telling us it must be this and it must be that and it can't be this and it can't be that, that's problematic. But that isn't the case in this situation at all.
Mm. And when you work with organizations and you think, okay, well, this is a good partner, and I mean, it's ultimately up to you of who you're going to partner with.
Right. And frankly, I'm thinking, as you're saying this, you know, because all along I've been thinking, like, you know, people should realize that, you know, you too can commission a work of art. You know, occasionally somebody's come up to us and said, you know, how much would it cost to commission a new orchestral work by a young composer? Well, a young composer, it could be $5,000 or $3,000, you know, and people can commission works of art in honor of Debbie's bat mitzvah or Jim's graduation or, you know, our 50 years of marriage. And there are actually little commissioning groups of individuals that have gotten together and they pool their money and they, every year, there's one in Minnesota that's very famous. Every year they commission a fairly major work. So I think that idea of everybody realizing that they can be the handmaiden in the creation of art is something that we would love to really support and have flourish.
Well, that's a lovely way of thinking about that.
It is, yes.
I like that.
So for Debbie's bat mitzvah, think about that, will you?
The American Music Festival, Albany Symphony's American Music Festival, it runs June 8th through the 12th. And we're going to be during the fun drive, but we wish you all the luck in the world.
Well, thank you, Joe. And again, it's very complicated. As you hear, there's so many elements. So I just hope your listeners will go to the website, albanysymphony.com. It's beautifully laid out there, and they're really great descriptions. I know they're great because I wrote them, about each of the different events on the festival. I wrote some of them.
Albanysymphony.com. Find out more, and you can also get a pass and for all of it and a festival pass and find out all the information. David, best of luck to you and to all of the members of the symphony.
Thank you, Joe, so and best of luck on the pledge drive.